The race for the 2004 Democratic presidential nomination is off to an early start. 19 months before the general election, there already have been two forums featuring the nine contenders. The campaign is in full swing in two states, Iowa and New Hampshire. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams recently spoke with Democratic Party officials in those two states.
Gordon Fisher is the party's chair in Iowa, where the Iowa caucuses, the first major contest in the nomination process, will be held January 19th. Kathy Sullivan is the Democrats' party chair in New Hampshire, where the nation's first presidential primary election will be held a week later. Iowa has a mixed record of picking the eventual winner, but no Democrat has ever been elected president without winning New Hampshire, with one exception, Bill Clinton. This year, there has been some intense jockeying among the states to unseat Iowa and New Hampshire from their lead position. One argument against them is that they are small states with small populations. Both are over 90% white and lacking in the variety and intensity of religious practices elsewhere in the nation. Kathy Sullivan, the New Hampshire chair, disagrees.
There is an implication behind that statement that Americans don't care about the same issues depending upon their race, perhaps their religion, their ethnic background. I don't think that's true. I think all Americans care about issues like education, the economy, environmental issues. Those are critical to everyone, no matter what your background is and no matter where you live.
Gordon, how would you respond to the question about South Carolina and the demographic and even greater mix in terms of religion that you see in a southern state like South Carolina among the Democrats as opposed to what you see in Iowa?
No state, I think, could be completely, you know, demographically perfect in terms of representing the rest of the United States, unless perhaps you're talking about a huge state like California or New York. And there, I think there would be a problem that you would really need a huge bankroll to seriously compete in that large of a state, whereas Iowa and New Hampshire offer the opportunity for grassroots campaigning. I think that would be lost in a larger state.
Are people interested so early in the process, do you think?
Everyone starts really getting interested in the process sometime after Labor Day. You know, remember, this is a delegate selection process within the party, so that you're going to be talking to folks who are interested in voting, who are interested in presidential politics. So I do think people will be interested.
Here in Iowa, there has been a tremendous amount of interest in the Democratic candidates. The absolute, you know, terrible economy is really hurting people here in the heartland. So there is a lot of interest already.
Well, let's ask then a simple question. Are the candidates demonstrating or displaying any innovative ways of appealing to Democratic voters, given the compressed schedule that they're working with and the fact that everything seems to be so front-loaded? Gordon?
Yeah, I think so. Obviously, we have candidates that are in Iowa frequently already. Howard Dean probably leads the pack, the governor of Vermont, who's been here probably close to 40 times this year and last year. I think the other candidates are quickly catching up in terms of visits to Iowa.
Gordon, the big innovation is showing up earlier than ever.
Exactly.
Kathy, what about New Hampshire? Are you seeing any innovative strategies?
Well, one thing I'm seeing more of this time around is the use of the internet to get out candidates' messages and to communicate with the candidates. The other thing that I found somewhat interesting is that we're seeing more joint appearances very early in this cycle. That debate in South Carolina was the earliest debate I've ever seen. I'm not sure if that's a good thing or a bad thing at this point. It seems that we're going to be seeing more of those much earlier as we go through the process, so that's somewhat innovative as well.
Could you give me an impartial assessment of the chances that the nominees have in New Hampshire, Kathy?
At this point, it's wide open. And I'm serious about that. I mean, if you look at our poll numbers, it's still too early right now to say who's got the real edge. But if you look at the organizations of John Kerry, Howard Dean, Dick Gephardt, Senator Edwards, Senator Lieberman, they've all been up here and they're, you know, doing all the things they need to do. Senator Graham was a little bit later getting into the race, but he has a couple of people on the ground up here now, and he's working hard to start reaching out to the activists as well.
Gordon, what are you seeing in Iowa? How would you assess the candidates and their chances in Iowa at this point?
I think you've got at least five, probably six, and maybe more candidates who all have a legitimate shot of doing quite well here in Iowa. we haven't seen as much in terms of organization from Ambassador Mosley Braun at this point. We haven't seen as much organization from Congressman Kucinich. There is still plenty of time, however, for those candidates to get organized and catch fire.
Gordon Fisher and Kathy Sullivan are chairs of the Iowa and New Hampshire Democratic parties, respectively. Despite the political sniping from other states, there's almost no chance that New Hampshire and Iowa will lose their distinction as the states to kick off presidential politics next year. Juan Williams, NPR News, Washington.